Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us, and we're having a great time with you today. Appreciate you being part of our day, and know why you're here right now, because you heard Allison DeBall is back. I know that. I understand. I don't have a problem with that. That's the reason I have the brain trust. That's the reason I have these smart people, because I know why you're hanging out with me. You know that I'm always surrounded by cool people who want to come and play in my backyard. And Allison is one of those people. Allison DeBall is the founder of DeBall & Associates. She's also the president of the San Francisco Entrepreneurs Organization, the EO organization out in San Fran. And she's here to talk to us about that right now, and then we're going to talk about the economy in just a little bit. Allison, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always.
Good. Thank you.
So I know a little bit about EO, Entrepreneurs Organization, but tell the audience about it.
Sure. So EO, the Entrepreneurs Organization, is a fantastic global community, and its membership includes entrepreneurs, people who have started their own businesses, that now gross $1 million a year or more. The average size within the network is about $20 million, and everyone joins before they're 50 years old. So it's a really
That's kind of discriminatory, though, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, is that a little age discrimination there, Allison?
You know, I guess you could call it that, but the whole premise of the group...
Could I lie about my age, Allison?
Yes, okay. We will make.
I mean, who's going to check?
Like.
I mean, are you really going to check?
Yes.
Oh,
they
darn.
Check me. They'll check everyone.
Darn. Okay, I'm not going to ask you how long you've been a member because, of course, once you join, they don't kick you out at 50, do they?
That's exactly right. Okay, once you join, you.
So
can
I'm not going to ask you anything about, you know, how long you've been a member. But anyway, tell us about the EO. Why should my audience care about this organization? What does it do?
Well, so EO is a terrific example of ongoing business learning that is available to all of us in different forms. That's why it's so important. In EO, the model is peer-to-peer learning. So you're in a group with other people who have also started their own businesses that are a certain size. They go through a lot of the same struggles you have. And EO is set up with specific opportunities.
Are there moderators?
Well, yeah, there are.
Is it a franchise kind of thing? I'm thinking of other groups like Tab Boards and Vistage, and how's it different from those guys?
Well, it's different in that the membership criterion is somewhat different, and there are, in our chapter, in most chapters, there are a number of events with speakers who are specifically there to teach you business skills.
Right.
And you're part of small groups called forums where you really are able to learn from your peers how to address the dilemmas you're having.
Is there a local franchise owner, so to speak, or is it just a group of people getting together, not unlike a civic group, but focused on entrepreneurship?
It's definitely not a franchise. It's okay. A global organization. So there are chapters.
Just coming together like if you were forming a Rotary Club in a way, so to speak.
I think it's a little bit the same and a little bit different. There are chapters, there's membership criterion.
Right.
And they're all under the aegis of the corporate umbrella.
Right.
The global umbrella.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there are certain standards, there are certain opportunities, there are certain EO provides
do you
global
stay, when you're with your group, do you stay with that group and get to know each other, or do you move around?
No, you stay with that group. And
so if you wind up with 10 or 15 people in your group a year from now, you'll probably be with most of those same people.
That's right. Yeah. And when we're talking about this small group, that's your forum. The chapter itself might be 100 members, and you see all the other members at various events.
Right.
So there's a lot of networking and a lot of ability to learn from other people.
How many chapters in the United States?
58.
All right. So, and is there a website where we can go and find out where the chapter is?
Sure. It's eonetwork.org.
eonetwork.org.
That's the main global site.
That'll have like a list of all the places. What if there's not one near me and I want to start one?
You can do that.
All right.
There are ways to start an EO chapter. If you're in an area that does not have one, then great. You need to get it going.
Right.
It's been a fantastic organization. And the reason I wanted to bring up EO is really because as we all practice our businesses, my business is marketing public relations. I am excellent at that. I, though, need to make sure my business skills for running a business stay up and stay
right.
strong. That's what EO really gives me, and that's what so many other organizations can give other business people. I think that's the premise, and that's why EO has really been valuable to me.
It also has given you a pretty good window into how your economy is going, because you're getting to see a lot of these folks. And I want you to, when we come back, I'm going to get Allison to let us look through that window a little bit and what she's seen out there. How's the recovery going from her standpoint and from her peer standpoint? 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Allison DeBald and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.